Oh, it's the man in black. That's right, Johnny Cash. And playing this role is J. Ernest, and he knows all about Johnny Cash and the get locked up Folsom prison experience. Let me say it again. The Johnny Cash in the get locked up Folsom prison experience. And if you don't know what it is, there's a big show coming up, and I want to tell you all about it. The show is coming to the Ames Center in Burnsville. It is beautiful. For one night on January 13th, that's around the corner, exactly 55 years to the day that Cash performed two shows live for inmates inside the California prison. So really, Jay had a chance to really look at this and say, this is the right time to talk about it. I agree, Jay, and welcome to CCO.
Thank you, Geraldine.
I appreciate it. My goodness, talking about prison, this whole story. Now, this is a story that's been talked about for years, correct?
Correct. It was one of his major albums that he did, but it was also instrumental in reviving his career in the late 60s.
My goodness. What is it like playing his role, playing his thoughts, playing his voice, all of it, his character?
Well, in this musical that we put together, I get to be on stage and playing the part of Johnny Cash. Now, the feeling, just set it up a little bit more. When the audience comes in there, you're no longer just a member of the audience. You are now an inmate at Folsom Prison. We kind of have an immersion style. And when I come out and I say, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash," and you get that visceral reaction from the audience cheering for Johnny Cash, you almost feel like the audience wants my character to be Johnny Cash. So it's a very unreal kind of experience being up there playing the role of Johnny Cash. But I tell you, it is part of storytelling, and I think it's a very important story to portray Johnny Cash's career, what he went through, and his iconic character.
Tell me who this show is for. Is it, I know it's for adults, of course, teenagers probably, but what about children? What age would you say you stop at? Or
Oh,
start
I
at, I
think you
should
can
say.
go, I think 13, 14 around there. It's not really, we don't do a lot of cussing or, there's not a lot of adult themes in there. But I mean, it's still set in a prison. So I think that age would work out fine. But I like to think that it's very open and inclusive.
Inclusive, my goodness. I know that Johnny Cash was one of those spirits who was able to really connect with people. How have you accomplished that on stage? Has it been difficult?
No, there's just a lot of research that went into what Johnny Cash was going through at this particular moment in time. We listen to the record, of course, the Folsom Prison Experience record, but there's also a longer record of it. There's what they call the legendary record, which is 3 hours long. It pretty much goes through both the performances that happened in 1968 on January 13th. And you get to hear the in-betweens when Johnny Cash is talking to the band and maybe having some interactions with the inmates. And also what he did, he brought one of the inmates on stage and performed one of his songs. And I guess what happened is about 2 weeks before Johnny Cash got there, an inmate called Glenn Shirley wrote him some lyrics and some music, and then Johnny Cash performed that song for the inmates, and it was just a very special moment for him.
Wow. Incredible. And of course, the cast alone, it's not just you and the band. You also have Kat Perkins as June Carter, correct?
That is correct. The
She's
infamous Kat
wonderful, by the
Perkins,
way.
she's wonderful. She just
Yeah.
does a fantastic job. When we approached her to be a part of this, we asked her first, like, "Would you be interested?" And she was over the moon excited. She has performed as an actress in Medora at the Medora musical out there in North Dakota. And of course, her music career is just so going going very well for her, but she hasn't had a chance to do much of the acting anymore. So she embraced it as a brand new challenge. And I tell you what, she just does this fantastic job. She really embodies what it was to be June, that character, that warm and funny character that she is. And when she brings to the stage, doing the June thing is just very incredible.
Yeah, I think she's remarkable. You also have actor Dan Hopman as the warden and mm-hmm. Ryan Maddox as Hugh Cherry. Actor Ryan Nelson as Edward, as the lead guard members from the Hitchville band. Matt, is his name Neefy? Did I get that right?
Matt Neefy.
Thank you. Yep. Christopher, Mike Johnson as the Statler brothers. My goodness, this is a big event that is happening at the Ames Center. I didn't realize how many were actually involved in the piece. So it's not just the music. It's not just stories. This is real. You are reenacting this prison experience.
Yes, my good friend Tom Pickard and I, over the what we call the COVID break, when a lot of us musicians weren't able to play shows anymore, we got together and penned this musical. And it's something we've been talking about for years, and we were very excited to put it together. But I tell you, when we got together and started reading what was happening in Johnny Cash's career, listening to those records, we started writing the script and the plot, and it just started rolling out, and it would be super exciting to create a brand new piece. Now we have the Statler brothers there. That's the Hitchville boys that come out. They do the Statler brothers. Of course, we have mm-hmm. June, and we have a guy that plays like Carl Perkins, who comes out and does a couple songs at the very beginning. Dan Hopman plays the warden, who's the antagonist, and the audience loves to boo him because he is not a very nice fella. And we have Ryan Maddox, of course, who plays the part of Hugh Cherry. Now, Hugh Cherry is a real person, and he was the MC of the night at January 13th when Johnny Cash played Folsom Prison. So he would be the guy that came out and introduced the Statler brothers, would talk between songs, encourage the inmates to get excited about the show, that kind of thing. So we wrote scripts for everybody. And I would say it's about 70% music, 30% drama. But I think you don't even have to be a Johnny Cash fan to really enjoy what's happening here. I think there is something for everyone, a lot of great music, and a plot that goes all the way through to a big surprise ending.
Well, tell us where people can get tickets.
You can get tickets at FolsomPrisonExperience.com. It's our website, and we have all the links there to catch our show, which is coming up this upcoming mm-hmm. Friday on January 13th, which is the 50th anniversary of that show Johnny Cash played.
How about that? 7:30 p.m. is the show. Ames Center is where it's going to happen. The address is 12600 Nicollet Avenue. Again, that's 12600 Nicollet Avenue in Burnsville. It has been a pleasure having you on again, Jay. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on going even further with this incredible show that you're doing. Well done.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you.